Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In today's message, we will look at the words of Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 to 17, where he urges us to live wisely and make the most of every opportunity. Far from being uninspired advice, Paul's counsel is rooted in a deeper understanding of the Lord's will for his people. As we reflect on these verses, let us open our hearts and minds to the guidance of the Lord Jesus Christ, seeking to live lives that are worthy of his calling. Again, the topic is new opportunities. Our Bible text is from Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to 17.
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to 17. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Verse 17. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
Today, let us reflect on the power of new opportunities. Each day brings a fresh start and new chances to make a difference in our lives and the lives of those around us. Have you ever thought about how many opportunities pass you by simply because you didn't recognize them? Opportunities to learn, grow, help others, and make a positive impact in the world. Don't let another day go by without seeing the abundance of opportunities available to you. Our Bible text in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 to 17 says, "Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." Here Apostle Paul challenges us to live a wise and purposeful life, making the most of every opportunity and understanding the Lord's will. It's more than just good advice from a pagan philosopher, but a call from God himself. His will for us, his followers, has been made clear through his word and the teachings of his apostles. We are not left in the dark on what he desires from us. Before we fully commit ourselves to him, we must understand the cost. But once we do, we are empowered to live a life devoted to him, filled with wisdom and holiness. Take a moment to reflect. What new opportunities have presented themselves to you recently? Have you seized them or let them slip by? Did you consider the will of God about them? God wants us to make the most of every opportunity, but we must be careful because the devil is trickery. We must ask God which opportunity is right for us and not in order to avoid the trap of the devil. The Bible says, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. One of the most inspiring quotes about new opportunities comes from Steve Jobs, who said, "The people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world, are the ones who do." Be that person. Be bold and take a chance on new opportunities. You never know where they may lead you. Think about it, every moment is an opportunity to start fresh and make positive changes in our lives. Whether it's a new job, a new friendship, a new hobby, or a new way of thinking, embrace these opportunities with open arms. As we reflect on the message in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 to 17, let us consider how we are living our lives. Are we making the most of every opportunity, being wise in our choices and understanding the Lord's will, or are we acting foolishly and neglecting to seek his guidance? Let us take a moment to reflect on our actions and make the necessary changes to live in accordance with the Lord's will. May we be inspired to live differently and devoted to our Lord, counting the cost and embracing the path of wisdom and holiness. Let's challenge ourselves today to look for new opportunities and take action on them. Ask yourself, what can I do today to make the most of the opportunities in front of me? So, go out and seize the day, Grab hold of new opportunities with both hands and make the most of them. Remember, the only limit to what you can achieve is the one you set for yourself. Let's pray. Dear Lord, as we reflect on the words of Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 to 17, we are reminded of the importance of living wisely and making the most of every opportunity. Help us to understand your will and to follow it in all that we do. May we live our lives devoted to you, counting the cost and knowing that we are called to a different way of living. Give us the wisdom, strength, and courage to walk in your ways and to bring glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Leviticus chapter 1, chapter 2 and chapter 3, and for the evening, Matthew chapter 24 verse 23 to 51. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.